الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
We should try our best to stop talking before the prayer commences, please. Jazakumullah.
Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
إن شاء الله تعالى دعاء کے بعد مولا خالد صاحب کا بیان ہوگا. تمام حضرات سے گزارش کی جاتی ہے کہ ضرور شرکت کرے انشاءاللہ تعالی. After the remaining dua, there will be a talk by Mullah Khalid Sahib. All brothers requested to participate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم إنا فهمنا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا ظالمين. يا أحد الصمد الذي خلقنا اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقرب اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا.
اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين واجعلنا من كبارك الصالحين.
اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم غير ضالين ولا مضلين. وارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وعافنا عن السوء. اللهم انا نسالك الخير ونعوذ بك من الشر ونسالك الجنه. جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
برحمتك يا أرحم.
What was it? Is this yours? Take one. Yeah, first you take one.
Are you keeping it?
No, I'm doing it.
How long is the break back?
Oh, it's about 30 minutes. Yeah, there's traffic. I'm locked up doing it. I love it. No, I'm not going to sit here. Just sit here. Allahu Akbar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في أول كلامنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في أوسط كلامنا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد في آخر كلامنا. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this month of Ramadan. And this month of Ramadan is going very slow, is it? It's going very fast. Is there any child over here that's under the age of 8 and is fasting today? Ashfaq, not you. Is there anyone under the age of 8 and fasting? Is there anyone under the age of 8 and fasting? Stand up. Anyone? Are you fasting today? No? Anyone? Okay, let's up it. 9. Anyone under the age of 9 fasting? No? Musa, I know you're not 9 years old. Anyone? Shoaib, sit down. You're not 9. Anyone under the age of 10 fasting? No? Are they all upstairs? I'll take them back home then. No worries. We'll do it another day. Okay, so what I want to... Are you... Yeah, mashallah, how old are you? 10. Okay, come here. What's your name? Muhammad? Abdullah, mashallah. You have to answer 3 questions, yeah? And I'll give you a treat. Really, I brought it for many more children, but you might as well take everything then, inshallah. Okay, how many pillars in Islam?
5.
Mashallah, tell me the 5 pillars of Islam.
So,
yep.
Zakat.
Yep.
Shahada.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Why was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Muhammad? What does Muhammad mean? Do you know what Muhammad means? Okay, forget that one. That's a bit hard. Okay. How many prayers in the day? Okay, tell me the prayers. Okay, how you're 10 in it? There's 10 here. They're all yours. Take them. Here, take them. I'm serious. There's no one else. Take them. Enjoy. Okay, so Allah accept it. Okay, they're all yours. Okay, enjoy them. Take them home. Go straight home. Don't sit in the bayan. Go straight home. Don't sit in the bayan. And he's gone home. Well done. MashaAllah, smashed it. Chalo, Allah Malik Inshallah. Look, there's one thing that I wanted to tell you before we actually start the talk, okay? You know, many people get a lot of calls. I get a lot of calls where people say they complain that at night time when they go to sleep, And in the middle of the night, रात के एक दो जब बजते हैं तो उनको ऐसा महसूस होता है कि कोई चीज उनके ऊपर चढ़ के जो है उनके ऊपर जो है वो पकड़ लेती है. Alright, so and they can't see it. What's your name again? In the blue. Yes, you. Yeah, is it Hamza? Oh, Hassan, it used to be in my class, isn't it? MashaAllah, good lad. If you told me before, you could have had one. Sorry, Hassanain. I didn't recognize you, MashaAllah. Now I do. Anyway, so many people, okay, complain. We get loads of calls that at night time, what tends to happen is when they fall asleep or when they're going to sleep, okay, they feel a presence which is on them. Do you understand? Which holds them down. From these, from the wrists, or sometimes from the legs, okay? They can feel a presence that's on them. And they can see everything around them. They can see everything around them, but when they call out, no one can hear them. So they can be screaming. Awaz nikalte hain, cheekhte hain, awaz nahi nikalti. Yeah? And many people put it down to sleep paralysis. Many people put it down to what? Sleep paralysis. And they say that this is an issue that, you know, when a person sleeps, but it's not. This is not the issue. What the issue is there's a presence inside the room and it's troubling you. You understand? Koi cheez hoti hai kamre ke andar and it troubles you. So what is the answer? How do we get rid of this? Or sometimes you hear something, you know, in the corner of the room. Sometimes you hear something. The best way to get rid of this is Quran. The best way to get rid of this is Quran. So what you do is you get a bottle of water. Okay, you get a bottle of water, you can get a spray bottle. You can get a spray bottle from pound shops. In Bradford you can probably get it cheaper. You get a big bottle, okay? Fill that up with water, any type of water, tap water or anything. Okay? And then what you need to do on a daily basis, you need to read Surah Baqarah inside this. Okay, you need to read Surah Baqarah. Now, Surah Baqarah, how many siparas are there in Surah Baqarah? 2.5 siparas. So you won't be able to read this every single day, unless you're a hafiz of Quran. So you read a little bit, three, four sides, blow into it, and then what you do is, before you go to sleep, you spray some on yourself. You can spray it with your clothes on, or you can spray it with your clothes off, that's not an issue. The bedding should be clean. The area around where you're going to go sleep, you can spray that as well. A lot of people have this issue. A lot of people. बहुत सारे लोगों को ये मसला होता है कि रात को सोने के वक्त जब जाते हैं तो कोई चीज उनके ऊपर आकर बैठ जाती है या उनके सीने के ऊपर. It comes and rests on your chest. And it's like a very serious pain, a heavy pain. And this person feels like they're going to pass out. I just got a call yesterday and someone said that I read my kalima. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, read Ayatul Kursi before this, and I thought that this is the end and I'm not going to be able to make it for Sahri time. But he goes, I woke up and my wife was waking me up for Sahri, so he goes, I made it through the night. But this is a regular thing that happens with people. So pani ki botal, uske andar Quran padho. Surah Baqarah, it's the second surah of the Quran, it's 2.5 siparas. Read a little bit in it every single day. You can drink that water as well. Uspani ko piyo. And you can spray that water as well. Spray it on yourself. If a family member, if your daughter or son is having this issue where they are feeling a presence inside their room, then they can do this as well. Do it around the bed. Any questions about this before we move on? Anyone got a question about this before we move on? Ilyas Bai, is your finger up or no? Alright, Jazakallah. Okay, my dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created us, He fashioned us, He designed us, He sustains us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of every single thing. Okay? We claim to worship who? Allah. We claim to worship Allah. But one of the sha'irs, he says, تَعْسِلْ إِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ هَذَا مَحَالٌ فِي الْقِيَاسِ بَدِيءٌ لَوْ كَانَ صَادِقًا فِي حُبِّهِ لَأَطَعْتَهُ إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. What does this mean? تَعْسِلْ إِلَهَ وَأَنْتَ تُظْهِرُ حُبَّهُ. تُو نافرمانی کرتا ہے اسی کی جس کے بارے میں تُو کہتا ہے میں سب سے زیادہ محبت کرتا ہوں. So in this position we look at, okay, we claim to love Allah. We claim to love Allah. We say we love Allah. We say we'll do anything for Allah. We love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll do anything for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But once the moment the moon is sighted for Eid, how many people come to the masjid? How hard is it for us to come to the Fajr Salah? How many of us come for Fajr Salah? The Fajr Salah is totally only one saf, very less. So we claim to love Allah. Ta'sil ilaha wa anta tuzhiru hubbahu. Hatha mahalun fil qiyas badi'u. You claim to love Allah. You claim to love Allah. And you say that I do everything for the sake of Allah. But why is it out of the month of Ramadan? Is it a different Allah in the month of Ramadan and a different Allah in the out of the month of Ramadan? It's the same Allah. It's the same Allah. So why has it become so hard? Out of Ramadan, we don't pray Salah. You know, Fajr goes, Zuhr goes, Asr goes, Maghrib goes, and Isha goes, and you're okay to sleep at night, no issue. Yeah, لو كان صادقا في حبه لأطعته. If you were truthful in what you were saying, إن المحبة إذا Allah, then the shair says after this, that if you were truthful in what you were saying, you know, you'd follow and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we don't. There was a clip that I watched a few years ago, and I want you to understand this clip. There was a clip that I watched a few years ago. It's probably 7 years old. And in this, there's a beautiful lesson for me and you. There's a sheikh, there's a person, his name is Tawfiq Chaudhry. You must have heard of it yourself. And it says in this clip, a person has written this person a letter. A person has written this person a letter. So this person has written Sheikh Tawfiq Chaudhry a letter. What does he write in this letter? He says, brother, he says, I am writing this letter to you, and maybe this is the last letter that you will receive from me, or maybe you will hear from me. This is the last time you will hear from me. Ye aakhri martaba hoga ke aapko mere bare mein kuch maloom hoga. He says, the doctors have said to me, I am laying in hospital, I am laying in bed, and the doctors have said to me that I have got pancreatic cancer. And he says, the doctors have said to me, you will not make it more than 6-7 days. It's finished. Kissa khatam. So he says to him, Sheikh Tawfiq Chaudhry, this person says to the Sheikh, I was just a simple Muslim. I just used to pray Salah. I did Hajj once in my lifetime. Yeah? I never focused on my religion. I never made the effort to recite Quran. I never made the effort to go for Hajj again. I never made the effort to go for Umrah again. I got married. I didn't make the effort that my other half is pious. I didn't make the effort. She didn't make the effort. We had children. We didn't focus on them. We were just bothered about dunya. Paisa aana chahiye. And then he says that I lay in my bed. Main apne bistar mein leta hua hoon. And sirf ek jumla or ek word, one word comes to my mind. And that is, when I look back at my life, I summon my life up with just one word, and that one word is regret. Pachtawa. What does he say? I summon my whole life up with pachtawa, with one word, regret. He says, I lay in my bed today, I wish I was a better Muslim. I wish I could go for Umrah and Hajj every single year. I wish I learnt, memorized more surahs of the Quran. So whilst I'm laying in my bed over here, I could recite these surahs. But he says, I didn't make the effort to recite them. He says, I wish I served my mother. He says, I wish I populated the masjid a lot more. I wish, you know, there's a list of things that he says that I wish, I wish, I wish, I wish. But he says, my time has finished. Mera waqt khatam ho gaya hai. And he says, soon the angel of death will come and take my life. And he says, the only thing that I have added into this world is a grave. Is a grave. That's it. And he says, my family after me, they won't remember me. My assets will be distributed. And he says that they won't remember me. And that's the reality of life. No one remembers anyone. So he says, Sheikh, please pray for me. I say one thing, we're going to be hopefully not in the same situation, but we're going to be in a similar situation. A day will come when you'll be bedbound. A day will come when you will be bedbound. And a day will come when you'll have to think, ponder over your life, that I wish I did this, I wish I did this. Kaash ki main ye kar leta, kaash ki main ye kar leta. And there's one sentence that he says in this, he says, I wish I lived to see another Ramadan. You know, the whole that I've just told you all this, just because of this one sentence that he says, I wish I live to see another one Ramadan. We're in the month of Ramadan. But how many of us value this month of Ramadan? This month of Ramadan is the month of Quran, reciting your Quran. Reciting your Quran, reading at least minimum 3-4 siparas or whatever you can read. This is the month of Ramadan. You know, understanding the Quran, understanding the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us. You know, which was the first surah that was revealed? Surah Falaq or Surah Nas? Which was the first surah that was revealed? Surah Falaq or Surah Nas? Anyone? Huh? Surah Falaq. Anyone else? Which was the first surah? Yes, I'm guessing. Pehli surah, jo nazil hui, aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam par. What was the first surah? Surah Tariq, I heard. Anyone else? Go on. Oh yeah, mashallah. Do you know the surah's name? Okay, the surah's name was Alaq. The surah's name was Alaq. What does Alaq mean? Anyone? What does Alaq mean? Anyone? Come on, how many of us? 100, 200? Or what am I asking you? Am I asking you something mathematical, that 90 million times 65 times whatever? I'm not asking you. I don't even know 5 times 5. I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm asking you a simple question. What does Alaq mean? What does Alaq mean? Anyone? Urdu, English, Gujarati, Punjabi?
Throat.
That's Halaq. Are you Pathan? There you go. Kha-kha. Everything is kha. Surah Alaq means khun ka lothra. In English, it means the clot. The clot. What does the clot mean? Where a baby is, you know, we don't want to go into too much detail, yeah? But how many verses were revealed the first time? 7 or 8? How many verses were revealed first? Ilyas bhai, huh?
8.
How many, brother?
5,
mashallah, yeah. 5 verses were revealed the first time. Who were they revealed on? Who were they revealed on? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam or Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Where was he? Ghare? Where was he? Cave of Hira. Who brought the wahi to him? Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Okay. How many surahs in the Quran? 100 and? Mashallah, good guess. Anyone else? Go on. 114. How many surahs start with Bismillah in the Quran? Hey, go on. Okay, which one's missing?
Tawbah.
Tawbah, why? I don't know. Okay, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was angry when that surah was revealed. What does Tawbah mean? Tawbah. You must have heard it at home when your mom says to you, Tawbah kar. No, go on. Forgiveness. Astaghfirullah. Okay. So look, what I'm trying to say to you is this is the connection that we have with the Quran, which is virtually nothing. Nothing. We have no connection and we don't even make an effort. You know, what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to us? You know, how many surahs in the Quran? How many verses in the Quran? Ayatun kitni hai Quran ke andar?
666.
Yeah, more than 666. So the answer to that is more than 6,666. So maybe we should sit down sometime and maybe we should ask ourselves that what is the purpose of my life? Why did Allah create me? Was it just to eat, drink, chill, enjoy? Marj mela? Kada idhanu? Yeah? Put fuel in your car, although the fuel's high, and go up and down the street. Yeah? Is that the purpose of my life? That's not the purpose of my life. Allah created you to worship Him. And Allah created us not just to worship Him, but to call others towards Islam. Call other people towards Islam. Look, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yeah? There's a lot of sacrifice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made for Islam. A lot of sacrifice. And there's a lot of sacrifice that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een made for Islam. Okay, tell me a Sahabi's name. We're going to go through 10 Sahabi's names. Anyone, tell me a Sahabi's name. Anyone, shout out.
Abu
Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, another one.
Maryam radiyallahu.
Okay, good, mashallah. But Maryam alayhi salam, she was a chosen person by Allah. She wasn't a sahabi. What is a sahabi? Look, before we go to anything, what is a sahabi? Died as a Muslim. What's your name?
Zaid.
Next time I come, inshallah, I'll bring you something, inshallah. We'll celebrate together. We'll bring a celebration box. Yeah? Mashallah. Good. Okay, another Sahabi. That's two. Yeah? Jafar, beautiful. Beautiful. Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Go on. Yeah, mashallah. Excellent. Three more. Anyone? Come on, someone else. Koi bada bhi apna haath kare. Ali radiallahu ta'ala. Anyone else? Yeah, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Okay, so we've got 10 now, but you go on, you can go. Abu Huraira, what a beautiful name. Go on. Anyone else? Were you going to say the same? All right. So look at the sacrifice that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu made for Islam, because of which we are Muslims today. I'm not going to go into the details. Look at the sacrifice he made. Look at the sacrifice Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala made for Islam. He was the richest person of Makkah. His shoes were ordered from other places. His suits, clothes, everything was ordered from a different place. And he left everything for Islam. The day he passed away, he didn't even have a coffin to shroud him. Allahu Akbar. He didn't even have a coffin to cover him. They didn't have something to cover him. Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, Ammar bin Yasir. Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, the mother of Hazrat Ammar radiallahu ta'ala, the first martyr in Islam, the woman. What was her name? Mashallah. Smashing it, bro. I like you. Okay, you should stay a bit closer. If I get struck, you can help me. Yeah. Hazrat Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala, the first woman that was martyred in Islam. What was all their sacrifices for? So we can eat samosa kebab? What were their sacrifices for? So we can have six different dishes? You know, we eat everything on the dishes, you know, bring this, 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 and then we come to the mosque and then we cry that we feel the pain for Syria. You don't feel the pain for Syria. You don't feel that. You don't feel the pain for Palestine. You don't feel the pain for the children of Palestine. You know, when you sit on the dastarkhan, it's like if our feet were hands as well, yeah? Oh, bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Watching a video the other day, he goes, I'm opening my rosa, a big bottle of tango. 2 liters, siddha andar. Yeah. So what have you gained? Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala, and there's so many sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and hum ajma'een that went so many through so many hardships, troubles, so we could be Muslims today. Look at Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two uncles which accepted Islam. One was Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. What was the other one's name?
Abbas.
Beautiful, mashallah. What does the word Abbas mean?
Lion.
Huh?
Lion.
Mashallah, you've done your homework, eh? Have you listened to my bayan beforehand? What does Abbas mean? Lion. But it's not just, doesn't just mean lion. It means a lion, a roaring lion. Now he's going to show us how a lion roars. Anyway, everyone knows that how a lion roars, yeah? When a lion roars, it's the strongest. You know, king of the jungle. So Abbas means a lion's roar. What does Hamza mean? Go on. Don't give up on me now. Come on, man. Is your name Abbas? Is that what? How did you know the meaning of Abbas? Mashallah. Right, guys, so from tomorrow, no mosque. After Asr, no more talks. Go on YouTube. Yeah, mashallah, that's good. But he's learning, isn't it? What does Hamza mean? What does Hamza mean? Hamza means a lion when it attacks its prey. That's what Hamza means. And that's why they say that, you know, as parents, we should name our children good names. Don't call your child Lallu. I've kept my child's name, Lallu. What does Lallu mean? Because that's going to have an effect on him. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you keep bachche ka naam jab rakho to uska naam, achha naam rakho. There's three things because of which it has an effect on a child. Number one. What is number one? What is number one? I just told you number one. Number one. What's your name? What's your name? Ahmed, okay. So what has an effect on a person? Number one, their name. A person's name has an effect on them. Do you understand? A person's name, whatever your name is, it has an effect on you. Number two, the area that you were born in, that has an effect on you as well. Number three, the people that you hang out with, they have an effect on you as well. These are three things that have an effect on you. Your name, the place where you were born, and number three, the people that you hang out with. These three things have to have an effect. So if a good person hangs out with a bad crowd, what tends to happen? Bad crowd. If you're sitting with a group of people, mashallah, just before iftari time and you're talking and FBQ and sub chal raha hai, you'll end up swearing. You'll go home after Maghrib and you'll use the same language. You'll use the same language. So apna, you know, the crowd that you hang with, it should be a good crowd. They should be reminding you that, look, you've got a fast. Don't say this, brother. You've got a fast. Don't say this. You know, kabhi kabhi nikal jata hai, don't say this. You know, come on, let's go to the masjid. Or come on, here's a miswak. Use a miswak. So three things. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was named Hamza. Okay? He was tall. He was strong. He was courageous. He was very, very, very strong. And he used to be a hunter. Okay? And what's that called? Archery. He used to be very good with his bow and arrow. Look at the sacrifice that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala made for Islam. Not just him, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the sacrifice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made because of Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was from Makkah and people looked up to him. The people wanted to be, you know, you always get some person in the crowd, you know, in local area, everyone wants to be like him. MashaAllah, Bradford, everyone wants to be a DG. Is it a DD? What is it? DD, yeah. Everyone wants to be there. We don't. That's the wrong person to look up at. Yeah. And if you didn't know what DD meant, a drug dealer. Yeah. Yeah. So we don't want to be like that. Your role model should be a good person. Your role model should be a good person. So Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and he was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The youngsters, when he used to come back from hunting, he used to hunt animals. When he used to come back from hunting, the youngsters used to rush to him. I was just reading this other thing the other day, and it says, you know, hang out with people that when they see you, they have a smile on their face. You know, when you see someone from far, sometimes they just look at you and they avoid you and they go this way, they disappear. Hang out with people that when they see you, they're happy for you. They're happy for your achievements. They're happy for you. They're genuinely happy for you. That pat on the back, mashallah, Allah give you more. Anyway, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, and when he used to come back, the youngsters used to run to him and they used to talk to him and they used to love him. Yeah, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they were nursed by the same person. I'm not going to go into too much detail what nursing means, but the elders will understand. Okay, her name was Thuwaybah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name was Hazrat Thuwaybah radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. Okay, number two. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he married Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an was one of his witnesses. Was one of the witnesses. The question arises then, why did Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an have such a delay to come to Islam? Why was there such a delay for Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an to come to Islam? The reason was that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an, he was always absent from Makkah. He was never in Makkah. He lived in Makkah, but he loved to go out hunting. He had a passion for hunting. He was more hunting than he was actually in Makkah. You understand? So that's the reason that he didn't even know about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioning Islam and mentioning Allah. Yet at the same time, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he was not a religious person at that time. Okay? The other thing is that Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, all the people, majority of the people of Makkah, they used to believe in one Allah. They used to believe in one Allah, but at the same time, they used to say, we're going to worship this statue, this statue, this statue, this statue, so we can get close to Allah. But Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he used to believe in Allah. There was worship, there was no worship. Okay, worship or no worship, but he used to believe in Hazrat Hamza, he used to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so these are a few things about Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. He was a very strong person. Abu Jahl at the time when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam openly said about Islam, he started mentioning about, you know, Islam and come to Allah and leave your statues, yeah? Abu Jahl, he would attack the weak Muslims. He would attack the weak Muslims. Jin logon ne Islam qubool kiya tha, lekin wo kya the, kamzor the. So Abu Jahl, he used to attack them. And he used to say that this, and he used to attack all these people. At the same time, one day what happened was, Abu Jahl, he seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is before the acceptance of Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala's Islam. He seen Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam praying to Kaaba, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the state of sijda. And Abu Jahl, he lifted a big stone. This was before Hazrat Hamza accepted Islam, radiallahu ta'ala. He walked towards Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says to himself, today I am going to crush the head of Nabi, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, I'm going to finish him, because he's doing all these things. The closer he got to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he slowed down, and then all of a sudden he dropped that stone, and you could see a frightful face. You know, he got scared, dargia. He got scared. And then he threw the stone down and he rushed back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished whatever he was doing. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that this was Abu Jahl. Abu Jahl came to finish me. But he says, Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. If he had got any closer, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam would have killed him on the spot. What did Abu Jahl see? Abu Jahl, when he was coming closer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the curtains and he seen the angels of Jahannam. He seen the angels of Jahannam. And he seen the fire pit of Jahannam. So Abu Jahl, when he seen this, that's when he threw the stone down and he ran away. He went away. But Abu Jahl, he didn't stop. He didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. The difference between Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's age and Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu's age, they say it was exactly the same. They were the same age. Although Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was his uncle. Some people say that there was a very small difference in age between them. Okay? One day what happens is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is just around Kaaba. Abu Jahl comes to him, and Abu Jahl, he pushes him. He pushes him around. He pushes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around. And he swears to his family. Na'udhu billah. He says, your family is like this, like this, like this, and like this. Okay, he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he doesn't answer him. And then Abu Jahl, he leaves. Abu Jahl, he leaves. Look, there's another two things that I want you to understand. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the qabila, the tribe Banu Hashim. Yes? And Abu Jahl, he was from the tribe of Banu Makhzum. He was from the tribe of Banu Makhzum. What Abu Jahl didn't want because of his pride is that if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claims to be a prophet, and if people start following him, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tribe, Banu Hashim, will gain more respect, and you know, they will go higher than my tribe. That's why he hated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that day he pushes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam around, and he says some stuff about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family. That same night, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he returns from his hunting. So he's coming in. A slave girl, she approaches Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and she says to him directly, she says, is it okay with you that someone says bad stuff about your nephew and his family? Is it okay with you? You know, sometimes people just say it as it is. They say, alright, so it's okay with you, yeah? You're okay with your nephew being this and this. So she says to Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, that is it okay with you that your nephew just got, you know, like so many things said to him, so you agree with it, you're okay with this. So he says to him, who said this? Who said this to my nephew? He says to her, who said this to my nephew? She says, Abu Jahl. She says, Abu Jahl said this. So she's so Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and says that what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? She says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said nothing. So then he asks her that what about the people around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Did he say? What about the people that were around Muhammad? Did they say anything? She said no one. No one backed him up. No one said anything to him. Okay, so he says okay. So he leaves from there and in anger he goes straight to Abu Jahl. He goes straight to Abu Jahl. And when he goes to Abu Jahl, they say that he has his bow over his in his back and he lifts it. And some people say that he smacked the actual bow over his head. Or some people say that he punched him with the bow in his hand. Abu Jahl, you've got to remember, is not a small person. Abu Jahl, you see Tyson Fury, 6'2" or 6'4", massive. He was really, really big. If at that moment in time, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala would have hit a young, small build person, that person would have died. But he hits Abu Jahl. And then Abu Jahl, you know, it causes an issue on his face. And then loads of people are trying to like break it up and everything. And then Abu Jahl says that, leave him. Leave him. Because I did say something really, really nasty to his nephew. But Abu Jahl, what you've got to remember, Abu Jahl, what does Abu Jahl mean? Does anyone know what Abu Jahl means? Anyone? Huh? The father of? Father of? Yeah, Jahil, ignorance. The father of? An ignorant, you know, the father of an ignorance. But before this, what was his name? Abul Hakam, the father of wisdom. The father of wisdom. Then his name was changed to Abu Jahl. Do you understand? So Abu Jahl, they said that he was a very clever person. He played it clever. So he didn't want Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala to accept Islam. So what he says is, leave it, leave it, leave it. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, when he is standing over him, he says, you dare say something to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again. And he says, I say what he says. I am on his deen. Atashtamuhu wa ana ala deenihi. Atasubbuhu wa ana ala deenihi. He says, do you swear to him? Abu Jahl, do you swear to my nephew? And I am on his deen. I say what he says. And then Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he leaves from there and then he says, all night I didn't sleep. He goes, the reason why I didn't sleep, because I wasn't on the deen of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I wasn't a Muslim. And then he says, I went and approached Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I told him that this is the issue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide you. And then after a few days, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, he comes into the fold of Islam. And when Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala comes into the fold of Islam, Islam is given power. Because Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was a very strong person. But we don't know. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een did not know that after Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, his name was Asadullah. What was Asadullah mean? The Lion of Allah. His name was Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of all the martyrs. The leader of all the martyrs. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala an. We didn't know, none of the Sahaba knew as well, that just a few days later, around the corner, there was going to be another Lion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was that lion's name? Hazrat Umar. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala and just around the corner, he was going to accept Islam. And Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala and says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Messenger of Allah, you know, I believe that you are the truthful and I believe that you are a prophet of Allah. So from today, you're not going to hide and call people towards Islam. You're going to go in the open. And he says, I will support you. Okay, so we're going to stop here because I've got about 30 minutes drive home, inshallah, and I'll see you Sunday, inshallah. Okay, so read the biographies of the Sahaba instead of just picking a book up of Topsy and Tim. Yeah, and Jack and Jill. And the Gruffalo. Yeah, on Eid day, your son gets a gift, yeah, you buy him the book, Gruffalo. Wah, kya kehna. There's so many Islamic books out there. Teach your children Islam, teach your children the Sahaba. Teach the sacrifices that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een made for Islam. You know, this is a month to build a connection with Allah. You know, at night time, if you go home, the kids are off. My children are off. To be honest with you, I mean, majority of your children will be off as well. At night time, after Taraweeh, I've got them into a habit. I had loads and loads of books. So every single night, they wait for me at night time to come home, all of them, and read them a story. I don't like doing it. To be honest with you, because after Taraweeh, mashallah, when the imam copies Sudais, yeah, when the imam's copy, there's a copy of Sudais on the musalla, yeah, and you're thinking, ya Allah, come on, please, hurry up. You know, come on, Allah, please. Then he goes in ruku, and 3 minutes later, he's still in ruku. Yeah, you know, take it easy on the people. So when I get home, I have to read them a little story. And, you know, in the morning, I've noticed when they wake up, you know, they fall asleep like that. But when they wake up, they want to carry on from where I left off. But I've got no energy. I was speaking to someone, he goes, swear to multivitamin the tablet kayakar. Said it the time there. Elias, may I recommend me to you? Recommend me something. Which one is it?
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D. No, he said multivitamin. Multivitamin. He goes, swenu na pani shkol ke vadda glass pani da pija. He goes, banda dolda ni. Pura there. Ask me in asan namaz, I'm moving side to side. So look, guys, teach your children about deen. They're off school. Talk to them. Teach them. They're on TikTok. You know, there's so much facade on TikTok. There's so much rubbish on TikTok. This Maulana that came the other day, what did he say, Maulana Habil? What did he say? If we don't instill deen in our children, what did he say? He says that a 15-year-old, he hates Islam so much, a Muslim child, he hates Islam so much that he's ripping the Quran and putting it in the bin. He told us, didn't he? That day when he was here, Maulana Habil, he was here. And he said that the child, 15-year-old, he says, I don't want anything to do with Islam. I don't want anything. And you know, another thing I always say, you know, I'll say this again and again. I'll give you 2 minutes. I'll say this again and again and again. You know, in my mosque as well, and majority of the mosques as well, yeah. You know, there's children that come to pray. Children are going to mess about. They're going to jump around. They're going to do somersaults. They're going to copy Khamzat Chimaev. They're going to copy him, that UFC fighter. They're going to do everything. Now, there's two ways of dealing with it. One is, Is your namaz so weak that you cannot focus and it breaks your connection with Allah? If there's a child messing about in the back, every single night we hear it in my local mosque. Oh, kinda mundawa, inda pyo kitteya, pyo niaya, pachin pejta, apniaya, karekanda betta. What's it to you? But if a child comes to the mosque, he is a guest of Allah. Yeah, there's ways of dealing with it. When's the last time you gave them something? Look, tarawih time. If they don't, they're going to read 2 rakats, 4 rakats, yeah? How about buying them something to eat and saying, look, lads, read 2, 4 rakats, don't mess about, sit here and just eat and be quiet. But we're not even happy with them eating. Okanda kiyoma. Yeah? Okanda kiyoma. He shouldn't be getting food. Why should I have to pay for it? Anyway, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah.